Tzuri tells us Parasha the Misoid Klal Yisrael Be'etem He Bechatzi Alayla Hashem Yikol Kol Bechor Par gets up in the middle of the night Bias Shaim from Mace Yikro Moishula An Lailo Yoim Kumo Kumu Tsu Ami Gamatam Gamleisu who do as Hashem Kedabirham. Calls out to Moshe Rabbeinu and he says that you should go out like you said take out all your cattle, everybody go out, v'leichu v'rachtam damoisi. They send Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim with a very strong yad. Doesn't want them to be ma'akev there. And Klal Yisrael is finally zoicha to what we call the Tzias Mitzrayim. Even though we know, Gemara says that the only haschos ke'ula started by night, but the v'etzem they went out with Maisa by Yoin. On that night, though, however, on that night, at the time of the when Paro was calling out for Moshe and Aaron, we know what was Klai so busy doing. The Torah tells us beforehand that Klal Yisrael were busy doing the Avodas Pesach, or the Pesach Mitzrayim already. The Moshe Rabbeinu had already told them earlier that they have to eat the Korban Pesach, they have to be busy eating the Korban Pesach. And they have to be oisik with the Korban Pesach. And we understand that there's a tremendous war you saw it. That we have to learn from Parshas Boy. You saw it if you see us Mitzrayim. And it starts earlier. Parashat Beis, Perek Aleph, Thea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aaron Be'etz Hashem Lamar, Hashem commanded HaKadosh Hashem Lachem Rosh Chodoshim, this is the Rosh Chodesh, Rishu Lachem Lachosha Hashana, this is the Rosh Chodesh of all the Chodoshim for Klal Yisrael. The Rosh Chodesh of the Chodoshim is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Hashem commands, parted to Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim, Dabo Bnei Yisrael, V'yichu, Ish Sela Veis Ovois, Ish Sela Voyes. It commands about the Isaac with the Korban Pesach. And we know from Rashi, the first Rashi in Chumash, that Rashi tells us that the Torah really should have started over here. Torah Akdoisha should have started from Machodesh HaZalochem. Why did it start with Avram? So look at Rashi at the beginning of Chumash. Rashi explains the whole Mahalach, why The Torah started off with the Briyasa Oilam and Avraham Avinu. When the Maisa, Rashi said, we should have started with Chodesh Halacha. Why is the first mitzvah of the Torah? So we have to understand the first thing is why was this mitzvah? Why is this the first mitzvah of the Torah? Chodesh HaSalochem is obviously significant, the fact that this being the first mitzvah of the Torah. Not only that, the Torah should start with this mitzvah. What's the significance of a Chodesh HaSalochem? But more so, what's again we're after over here is why was it necessary that this mitzvah had to be mentioned in Mitzrayim? You could tell me the mitzvah of Pesach that we're going to learn afterwards, that had to be mentioned. That had to be talked about, because they had a din to do it even now. We need to go in Pesach. But why was it necessary for the mitzvah of Achodesh HaSalochem, the first mitzvah that should have started the Torah, why was it necessary to mention Mitzrayim? And right now, as soon as Paro decided that, he said, Moshe Aaron, Hashem said, would bring one more nega, now is the time to announce the Klal Yisrael that the first mitzvah of the Torah is Achodesh HaSalochem. You want to tell me they have, don't know about the mitzvahs, they have to do Mitzrayim, okay? But now the first mitzvah of the Torah is to start the Daf in Mitzrayim. What's pshat? More so, we have to understand, Rabbi Yisai, that even in the night of Mitzrayim, as we mentioned before, Rabbi Yisai, getting back to that subject, that night in Mitzrayim was the night the Paro, as we say later on, was going to get up in his pajamas. If anybody wants to see what that means, just come here at 11:30 in the morning. See what it means to get up and in your pajamas and going around, walk around in your pajamas. Sometimes at 2:30 also. But the Maisa, Paro got up in his pajamas in the middle of the night. Everybody could sing the song from whatever afterwards. But Paro got up in his pajamas in the middle of his night, the middle of the night, and he was looking for Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody knows that, like we said before, by Yikra Akumu, he wanted to tell Moshe to go out. So one thing is very peculiar about it, that the Yerushalmi tells us in Pesachim that he Lamaisa, it's not mentioned in the song, so I don't know if it's a machloikis between Uncle Moshe and Yerushalmi. But Lamaisa, Paro, according to Yerushalmi, said he was looking for Moshe, calling out for Moshe. So in the cartoon, you know, he did it with stupid pajamas with his nightcap flipped over, and he's running around looking for Moshe. But Lamaisa, he called out that night. He called out to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikra. As our Lord, he called out, and his voice carried throughout Mitzrayim, saying, "Ad Kan, you are my avod. Till now you're my avodim. Tonight, that ends. You're now Avdei Hashem." That was the call of the wild. That was the call that when the power went out from his voice. Obviously, there was meaning to that power. Had to let it out at that moment, Rabbi Yisai. But what was Klal Yisrael busy doing, Rabbi Yisai? It's also not in the song. Could be the new songs coming out soon with the new additions. We'll have to speak to Suki and Ding about this. But anyway, Ramaisa, another thing that was taking place was by saying, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't really sleeping. I don't think he was sleeping. As you mentioned before, Klal Yisrael were very busy that night. They were busy with the Korban Pesach. They were busy, as I was to say, also telling over the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. They were talking about the Nisim, they were talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it comes out very, even though the Maisi, you're right, and the mitzvah to eat was all Korban Pesach, was on Techatzois, so they finished the Korban Pesach, the Chatzois, but some holes in the morning. But the Maisi, on that night, it's very interesting, that at Chatzois HaLayla, Paro, exactly at Chatzois HaLayla, Paro, with Max Bechoris, and then, they went out, and then Paro went looking for Moshe Rabbeinu. the Yidden already the previously from the afternoon they're already busy shechting the Korban Pesach. They're busy eating the Korban Pesach. They're busy avowing the Korban Pesach that night. Is it just a coincidence? It happens to be that before Paro was going to, make his announcement, was Paro to come over, Klaus were very, very osik with the Korban Pesach. And why was that Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted them to be busy with the Korban Pesach when Paro was going to come and announce to them that they're free? More so, from both sides, there's a Gevaldik Ha'or over here, Rabbi Yisai, in the Korban Pesach itself, Rabbi Yisai. The Meshech Chochmas Ma'ora, the Pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Toichlu Mimenu Na, Uvashem Levusha Lomai, says in Perek Yipay, Pasuk says, don't eat it raw. That's where it comes from, but it's the famous statement. And cook in water. The and don't leave it over to the morning. The Meshech Chochmah was very, very wondering what's the chilek. And the psukim were first, Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu Lashon Al. Al is Lashon like Bakosha. He asked him, don't eat it raw, please. Like a Bakosha, Al, do me a favor, don't eat it. That says Veloisus here, and don't leave it over to the morning. Boy, the change, we went from Lashon Bakosher to Lashon Tzivur. It's the aura of the Meshech Chochmah. And more so, Rabbi said, we have to understand something very Yisoidistic. The whole Yisoid of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Rabbi said, which we know, Rabbi said, that a lot of the mitzvahs, most of our mitzvahs, are zeichel yitzias mitzrayim. We're always saying it, but it's zeichel yitzias mitzrayim. It's filled with zeichel yitzias mitzrayim. Kiddush, zeichel yitzias mitzrayim. We're always talking about the zeichel yitzias mitzrayim, Rabbi said, with the mitzvahs. Tefillin, zeichel yitzias mitzrayim. You should remember. And the importance of Rabbi said, Seder night, which we're going to, Mitzvah Shem, experience in a few months from now, one of the greatest nights in the calendar year, Rabbi Yisai. Maybe the greatest night. The Seder night, the Zohar says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to every Seder. He comes there and he's with every Seder, Rabbi Yisai. Maybe it's obviously Bzer Anten, what happened on the night of Pesach. And on the night of Pesach, Rabbi Yisai, there's such an interesting thing going on that leads us up to Pesach, Rabbi Yisai. We look through the Yom of Pesach night, Rabbi Yisai, which is the night of Chavrus. We know we have to do so many things to show our Chavrus, as we call it. Arba Koisas, we drink four cups of wine. We recline, we do Heiseba, as everybody knows, we recline. Today, because people don't know how to do it, they start leaning their necks on the sides of their shoulders. Most guys come out of Seder night with a lot of the orthopedic doctors like Seder night. A lot of people come back with neck aches because they're trying to do, you know, a saber in some type of form of leaning their neck on the side of their shoulder. That's not a saber, but it's a saber means leaning properly to the couch. The pillow leaning forward on a proper position of where you feel comfortable. Not if your person is doing a seva and he has neck aches. So the maisa, that's not for Lel Seder. Lel Seder should be comfortable, should be in a position of chavis. And everybody's filling up the coast for everybody else. Chavis. We're talking about chavis. We're experienced chavis. We have to feel kilo hilo atzma yotzim b'tzayin. Now this night, of Chayrus, what are we busy with? So the going from this morning, 64 mitzvahs that we have on the night. There's no night, no day, no time. I don't think any other experience in history has so many different mitzvahs. Now, we're not talking only the Raisin, but the Raisin, the Rabbanon, 64 different types of kiyumim of mitzvahs on that night, Rabbi Yisrael. And the obvious shayla, Rabbi Yisrael, which has to be asked, is, isn't that, isn't that contradictory to the whole yisoid of the night? The whole yisoid of the night is, we're trying to experience a freedom. We're trying to experience a matzav of chayras, finally, klaysa wazoicha. And here we are, the back deck with the guys sitting there. He had Baruch Hashem, he got from the Staten Island Yeshiva, or with the Charoises, he got from the Tel Yeshiva. You know, from that, it's still the same Charoises pack. It's not used, they please refund it, they say, that we can use it next year. But anyway, he gets the Charoises, and he's measuring the matzahs, and with the this. Hours is working on it, they're doing the shiurim, and they're eating the Kazayis matzah, and getting in the toilet time, and they can't talk, and get in the right time. And everything before Chatzos, and then they're singing, and they're saying all Vertloch, and the Baal Koises, and the Karpas, and the salt water, and then the Seder plate, and the, when does it end? And then, that's all Seder night, but even before Seder night, the Achon of Seder night is Mamish. We make sure that the house is mamish, totally sparkling, clean. Not a drop of chametz should be in the house of Yisrael. We go through every corner and every nook and cranny of our house looking for that chametz. Why? You gotta get out the chametz from the house and spend hours and hours. Think after sitting out your mamish exhausted just from the cleaning of the chametz. The night before with kashering. So much avoida. What are we preparing for? We're preparing for chayrus. And yet, there we are again, busy with tens of mitzvahs, and to the naked eye, it looks like, doesn't look so much like chayrus. The yisoid of Yisai is a portion of the yisoid. But it's something that we all have to understand, and we have to know, and we have to really, really work on it, Rabbi Yisrael, because it's a mistake that most people have. That in the world, freedom, the expression of freedom, the expression of Independence Day, what does it mean to the world, Independence Weekend, what does it mean to the world about Independence Meek Weekend? Stuff your face with a nice barbecue. You stuff your face and then you go on Facebook and you show your face. How big you got with the barbecue. What's Independence Day? Open up 36 cans of soda. Beer, not soda. It looks like soda. And lose yourself. That's independence. We became free. Freedom means the right to do what I want. Freedom means the right to live like an animal. Freedom means as long as I don't injure somebody else, I can destroy my own life. That's in my ability. That's in my rishus. Freedom means total lack of discipline. Self-discipline. That's what freedom means. Freedom means, Jewish translated, means hefkeres. That's what freedom means. Chayrus means subjugating my will to do the right thing. That's what chayrus means. Ein ben chayrin, says Chazal. Al tikri chayrus alalu el chayrus. The luchos were chayrus. Al tikri chayrus el chayrus. Ein ben chayrin. And the Misha Isaac Batoy. Ben Chayrin means Freedom means that I'm oisik b'Torah and I follow, subjugate my life to the way of Torah. Torah means direction. Torah means discipline. Torah means subjugating one's will to the will of his Creator. But for what purpose? Because a person doesn't realize that if he lets himself loose, that if he doesn't control himself, he is not human, he is subhuman. When we don't control ourselves, when we're uncontrollable, we're no more a man. For the greatness of a man over an animal is the ability to say no. The greatness, the advantage of a man over a behemoth to say, oh, you know, I will not do that. I will not eat that. I will not touch that. The power to say no is when you become human. The ability to choose to say no. To decide to say no. And to follow that decision has raised us up to a different level of existence. And Klal Yisrael, when they were leaving Mitzrayim, their mindset and their goal and their focus was Tavdun Li Al Har Hazeh. The objective is to get to Har Sinai and from there accept the Torah, which will now give us the true direction of how to live. That till now, we were subjugated to the worst forms of bondage, where we did not have our own will to do. We were forced to do what our master, our taskmasters told us. And not only that, we were subjugated to the impurities of Mitzrayim. And now, the objective of Yetzias Mitzrayim was, we're going out to become a nation of men who are ready to take control of our own lives. Stop the Svarna, Achoydesh, Hazel, Lochem, Roish, Chadoshim. Stop the Svarna, Mikan ve'elech, you achadoshim shalachem la'asos b'hem kirtzoinchem. Avo v'imei ha'shibud lo yoyu yimeichem shalachem. Avo yol avoidas achem ritzoinam. You weren't under your own will. You weren't in control of yourselves. L'fichach esvishu lachem l'chot she'asona. This is ki hiim ba'aschem etzi'uschem ha'bechiri. You become a free choice to choose to do the right thing. Till now you did not have that choice. You were total under the rotzon of somebody else. On this night, you're going out. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and told him at HaChodesh Hazeh, and that was the first mitzvah of the Torah, because it's a description of what the Torah is all about. It's direction and discipline to teach a person how he should choose and what he should choose. But you have to have the ability to choose. You can't be enslaved to a taskmaster. You can't be enslaved to somebody else. You have to have the right to choose. Now Hashem says, how should you choose? What should you choose? What's the right decision? I won't take it away from you, but I'll help you. I'll guide you. Because a man can be fly off the handle if he doesn't have direction. And the mitzvahs and the Torah are all there to help us, to guide us, to discipline us in the way of a life that's the right way to live. Hashem says, He takes us. Re'ei nosati lefnechem hayoyim brachu klola hachayim v'amoves. I gave you the opportunity to choose. Uvachar to v'chayim. Hashem says, the Rashi says, He takes you and He puts your hand That's what he did for us. He put us here on the right here. He said, choose this. I'm showing you it's the right way. You have the free choice at the end of the day. This is the right way. And therefore, on the night of Pesach, Rabbi Sai, is the ultimate night to experience so many mitzvahs. Because we didn't go as the naked eye looks from slavery to slavery. Even though the pasuk said, as Baruch said, you before now you are Avdei Par, now you are Avdei Hashem. But being an Eved Hashem, as we said before, is Emes Achirus. Al Tikur Chorus Al Achirus is freedom. Because there's another taskmaster that we might have. And that's our bodies. That's the physical. That's the world of the physical which takes us over and teaches us to live a life of being an animal. To live a life of indulging in this world. So much to the point that it becomes an addiction that overtakes us. That we can't make our own decision anymore. We're so subjugated and we're so overtaken by that physical that we lose our choice, our free choice. It's taken away from us. And to quote a Goyish source, we don't have to quote tonight, but somebody left this on my paper, on my table. Technology is magical and fantastic. It takes us to places we'll never go. Allows us to reconnect with high school pals and others. And let us watch again and again sweet moments of childhood. And if you're so inclined to share them with the world on Facebook. However, technology also tends to take over our lives, says Daily Health News contributor and life coach Lauren Zander. Thank you, Lauren. Knowing that all these devices have complicated much about our lives, even the single, simple, and supposedly mindless act of relaxing, watching your favorite sitcom or TV, whatever, has turned into an experience of hit the mute button during commercials and doing email or text on your laptop or phone. Technology blocks out our ability to live the good life. But it is going and talking. Okay, Rabbi, enough of the, you know, we know that religious stuff. Technology blocks out our ability to live the good life by gulping up available time that could and often should be spent on other productive activities, and by putting a barrier that gets in the way of relationships and experience that could otherwise be more enriching. Who has free time? You go, listen, no one has free time today. There's no free time. You would think, fakert! We'd have so much free time! We have everything! You want to make a coffee? You know, the old time to make a coffee, you had to grind the coffee, and then you had to get the hot water, and then you get the thing. Today you go in, zip zip, two buttons, instant coffee. No problem. You want anything in this world, 2 seconds, but no one has free time, why not? Because we came enslaved. We're totally enslaved to the world of technology. Not me, Rabbi. We don't allow the yeshiva, only in the smelly socks. We're enslaved, Rabbi Sai. The people cannot get off their blackberries, blueberries, Chinese berries. They can't get off of it. You talk to a guy, what's doing? Good. How's life? Good. You can have a conversation with a guy, he doesn't know who he talked to. You speak to a guy, you can't get his attention no matter what. He's enveloped and not for just 10 minutes. Hours upon hours. I got complaints one time from a coil guy. He can't talk to his wife anymore. I don't know if it's so bad. No. But he can't talk to his wife anymore. She's always on the BlackBerry. He comes home. She's talking to this friend, to that friend, to this friend. He tries to get, yoo-hoo, just a minute. Another minute. So he decided to get another BlackBerry. This way they communicate great. How's life? Where are you? Right across from you! Very nice. How's everything? People have gone insane. They're encapsulated by this BlackBerry, by this whatever it is. They can't stop. Enslaved totally. They have no right. They can't make a decision. What should I do today? I don't know. Let me check the BlackBerry. Where do you want to go? I don't know. I don't know. The BlackBerry says sunny weather in Mexico. Well, how should we get there? One second. Look it up. Airline tickets. The carrier to the cruise. Are we taking the cab BlackBerry on the cruise? It gets to the point, it's lo yom ki super rabbi said. There's no end. You go to chasinus under the chuppah. Good thing the rabbi is doing the Siddur Kedushin, otherwise, the guy doing the Siddur Kedushin. Hurry up, just a second. Speaking to my boss. There's a new shah in the postkin, if you could text Tareyat Mekudeshesli to the Kala. Thousands of hours, Mamish, she's enslaved. They don't realize it. We're Mamish Abadim. You have no right to say no. You can't say no. Oh, of course I can't have it. Just one more message. Someone's BlackBerry's being. We planted for the schmooze. But it's not only that, the boys say, many things in our life that we get involved in and we come enslaved. People come enslaved to food, the boys say. It takes over their lives. I'm not to say, the boys say, I never saw in the last time in history so many conversations about food in this yeshiva. I don't know if it should be on this tape. Everything, what's for suffering. At 3:30 o'clock and at 2:45 after lunch, did you get a look? Did Salman let you know what's for supper tonight? It's just breakfast. Did you get the hint? Is the message out? What's for supper tonight? And they were clearing. Is it those potatoes with the ground potatoes that he's making, or the square potatoes? Maybe it's the triangle potatoes. Oh, he's making that meat. I don't like that meat. I like the other meat. I remember 2 weeks ago he made that meat for 25 minutes to an hour talking about food. What's for supper? I don't remember in the history of people doing it. Hours arguing here, but what if we have this? But if we ate the pill with this meat condition last time, maybe they'll serve it again. So we're not going to eat it because this day they won't serve it. Hours about food. We're obsessed. People can't get enough. They're enslaved. They come to the table and they see food and just mamish, they take over. They're taken over. You're on the table. I don't care who's around. I don't care, you know, we just sang together, Laman Achai together. I don't care. I'm going and I'm getting my food. And no one's standing in my way. And people come mamish, obsessed, and it takes over their lives eating a place that. And that's all they do, they look forward to. They go from lunch, breakfast to lunch. Oh, I say it's better. Breakfast to brunch. Brunch to lunch. Lunch to the break in the afternoon. And then supper and then midnight snack. And you think I'm crazy, Abayisai. Then we have to take out the ads. Come for your holiday vacation. And Pesach vacation, Abayisai. 24-hour tea room! Can you explain to me why I need the 3:30 in the morning to have a tea? Especially with a 7-layer cake or a 17-layer cake, kosher for Pesach. 24-hour tea room will be mamish observed diligently. The room will never be open. A guy told me he was in a hotel. At 3:30 in the morning, the lady was screaming. She went to the desk. How dare the tea room be closed at 4 in the morning? I'm in the mood for a knish. 24-hour-a-day tea room. Well, you would think, well, Rabbi, don't get excited. I mean, if you see those meals they serve, you know, it's I spoke to people going to these hotels about you to see what they served. Meat and chicken and whatever, mamish. Hundreds of dishes. The guy's, he can't get his belly off the table. And he's eating and eating and eating, and then he needs a 24-hour tea room with unlimited snacks. And then he's going for Pesach, Rabbi said. They're going for Pesach. The Yom Tov was supposed to learn about control, about being not being enslaved. And there it is. Advertising after advertising, come to this hotel for Pesach. 24-hour tea room, Wi-Fi throughout. What do you need Wi-Fi throughout a Pesach? I gotta see Uncle Murray Powell in his pajamas in the middle of the night. Asterisk! Daf Yomi Shir, if necessary. I was going to Daf Yomi Shir. He didn't see the little letters. For Pesach, he's going to a hotel. I'm not saying anything against going to hotels and Pesach. But that's not the extent of the Shir. And a person needs it. Some women that, or whatever families need it. But what's the kavanah of us? We're going for Pesach to a hotel for what? To indulge. Pesach is the time when a person is supposed to mamish and grand the yisoid, how yisoid is of this yisoid, that we're not avodim, we're b'nei choyim, we're not enslaved to our taivis, we're not enslaved to everything else. And there's the game room, and the entertainment every night, gevaldik. And he has the tea room open all the time, and the food is mamish, the guy is mamish, yoytze, the kol hashitis, ala soivas. He eats and eats and eats and eats and eats and eats. And he don't stop eating. And you would think that's enough, Rabbi. You would think that's enough. But I'll tell you a story I once heard from a guy who was there. After Pesach, they came to in a hotel somewhere, one of these very fancy hotels. So I had a Talmud that was there at the time. And it was Motzi Pesach in the hotel, and he announced that they're going to serve pizza after the hotel. You know, chametz stick of pizza they're serving. He said he was there in Shas Ma'isa. You should have seen the attack when they served that pizza. He said it looked like these people came out of a concentration camp. I'm not joking. The waiters were sitting there. They were going, you know, over the Mexican, whatever they were. Their mouths were staring. These people, I know what I serve, Mr. Belchbaum. We had to bring in the construction department to extend the doors to get out of the dining room. He ate so much. I saw what I brought him. Every meal, 17, you know, main courses. They had to move him out and extend the doorway only because he came time for the next meal already. He was sitting there so long. They just moved him up to the tea room. And there they were, Boisai. He said the waiters were sitting there. They couldn't believe that. These people, I just saw they traveled. Little kids were standing, grandparents jumping on this. Get that pizza! He just ate. Mamish, I don't know. The plane is not going to be able to get back from Florida. Charge him for overweight. Not the suitcase. Could you get off the scale? The plane can't go up. What's the shot? Total indulging and indulging, I'm not saying Abbasad. Not the, we have to realize what we're going for. What's the tachas? Why are we going to Pesach? To who knows where, Pesach? Where are we going for Pesach? And I'm not saying a person has to make a decision when that's his own thing. We have to realize what's the kavana. We're going to understand what Pesach's all about. We're going to ingrain what Pesach means. That Pesach is an experience of realizing the tachas and tafkid that we're not avodim, we're not enslaved. Are we going to become enslaved more and more? That we walk out of Pesach, all we do is we want to eat more. We want to go out to more fancy restaurants. from where it's left. The time of Achilu Rabbi Yisrael. That no matter what, we're always looking where we get more food and eat more food and where we get better food and restaurants and this and that. No one's saying a person should go out to eat and enjoy himself, a person, but not to be enslaved. To be able to say no. To be able to say no to any time, Rabbi Yisrael. Because sometimes it can kill a person. You know how many people are suffering from diabetes, from other elements of Bosa, just from overeating. They're overeaters. And they became such tremendous overeaters that they became ill from it. And yet the doctors are telling you, please, Mr. Simons, please, I beg of you, if you can't eat the strawberry shortcake again with your wife this week, not the shaykh, your sugar level, your heart, your stomach, your liver, everything. No more chopped liver, Mr. Simons, if you don't want to have a chopped liver. And here he is, Mr. Simons, again. Just one bit of a small bite. Control yourself. It's going to mean, it has to show him death. It could mean tremendous illness. You'll be in the hospital. Can't stop. He's addicted. He's addicted to smoking. Oh, it's a killer. Just saw an article my wife gave, she showed me. A lady was writing, I think one of the magazines about, so she was writing about, they were talking about that whole thing with secondhand smoke, but she wrote into the magazine, the first one, she said, just at the time, well, we're still in the year, so she said about her son, that he learned to smoke in yeshiva, and by 25, got married, 27, he had a kid, and by 30, he was dead from lung cancer. And she said, so whatever she said was, we had somebody in our house last year, Hanukkah, a lady that came in, her son, who doesn't have a tongue, who doesn't have a mouth, whatever, is supposed to had to cut it out from tongue cancer or whatever cancer he had over their lips. And the guy's smoking away. He's smoking like a chimney. What are you, crazy? It's a pellet of gazelle, boy, son. If you saw a pack, you know, some of the other things said, you know, someone once said a good word. You know, you have a pair of pants, and you look on the back of the pair, the label says, dry, clean only. A small little thing, it was a microscope, you see it, but it's there. The guy sees that, and he goes to say, make sure you don't put this in, you know, make sure it's the dry, clean, don't wash my hand. I'm telling you, it says dry cleaning only. Small little thing, pants. Smoking kills! Two cigarettes up his nose, two in the ears, he's smoking. Smoking kills. Can cause this, can cause that. So I hope my pants come out okay. Nobody's dry cleans them. It says dry cleaning only. The pellet is out. His pants, dry cleaning only, he's not. Smoking kills! Worried about those pants. The tell of the gazelle, you think about him. I said, "Money the gazelle wants to make that art." The gazelle, that label you'll listen to, right? The guy just wanted to think, poison, rat poison here. Give me some of that. Rat contains rat poison. I don't know. It's not so different from the food interest, right? He went, go near it. Rat poison here. You want to go near it? Go away, run away from it. Smoking kills. Kills. Big letters. Big thing. They used to have pictures. People's disgusting pictures of people. Rachmal and Sal Machlis. That guy's sitting there. Wow, very interesting picture. I'm a little nervous. Give me another one. Is that his lips or his nose? Which thing got, you know, burnt out? Doesn't make sense. The terrorist is, I'm not in control. I can't say no. It's pushing me. There's something pushing me. What's the shot? You became an Ebed! That's what this morning said. In the tribe, they said, get up in the middle of the night. We got up in the middle of the night. Go out to work. You're not in control of yourself. They were in control of our bodies.
If you have this addiction, you have this push, you're being controlled by something else, and you can't stop it. Food, everything. The power. When you become a real man, you become the human man, the world was created for that purpose, is when you're able to say, no! Come with me here! Let's go to this place! It's not good for me. Every time I go, I get messed up. Every time I go, I come back looking like a fool. I throw up. Here we go again. Dum 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 dum. Where are you going? I don't know. Again, here we go again. The same thing. Say no. Someone calls you. Someone asks you to come. Someone invites you. Just say no. No thank you. Be kind. Be polite. No thank you. But you can't! Why not? Not in control. I'm not in control of myself. Just thinking that thought for a second, you stop to think, I'm not in control of myself? What does that mean, I'm not in control of myself? Somebody else is in control of me? My friend is going to control me? My friend who's going to lead me down the road, he's going to control me? The cigarette's going to control me? The tobacco company's going to control me? Some guy puts out a commercial for Coca-Cola's going to control me to drink the stuff that's not good for me. He's going to control me. Some advertising agent that's spent millions of dollars, they're going to control me. Just because I see a picture like that, that's going to control me. Some gadget is going to control my life. Not let it be having any relationship with my wife and my family, because I have, sometimes guys, the guys have six different phones. I was once talking to the guy, every 3 seconds another phone was ringing. You couldn't even get it. Mamas, was like a craziness. On his belt, six different phones. And it doesn't end. Olam Hazeh is a world that a person could be swallowed up. And it could be overcome so unbelievable by the koyach of taiva, and the koyach of shmutz, and the koyach of addictions. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu embedded into the mahus of every human being and shown to Klal Yisrael, Yitzias Mitzrayim, go out of the boundaries, be able to make the free choice, decide and say, I'm going to have only one portion. I'm not going to overeat. I'm not going to have to get Tums. There's a whole, unbelievable, boys, a whole business on heartburn, the whole business on stomach ailments, that's based on overeating. It's a $1 million business. I mean, millions of people. Millions of people are not in control of yourself. It's a mind-boggling. And the Torah teaches us opposite of yourself. The Torah tells us that we can be free people. We can be people that make our own decisions. I always wanted to be someone that makes my own decision. We can be people that make our own decisions. The right decisions. Logical decisions. If we look for the Torah for guidance, for chayrus, I'll take a chorus on the chayrus. That's what the mitzvahs are about, to get us involved in disciplining ourselves. This you can eat. This you can't eat. This you could, this is good for you. This is no good for you. This you should do and that you shouldn't do. Why? You learn discipline. You learn to say no. You learn to have guidance. You learn to have structure. That's what it's all about. Structuring. You'll never find it. Everything's mutter. Mars and Chulin. Everything you'll find is also, there's something that's mutter like it. You don't believe like the Goyim. Oh, the nuns and the... No, they don't get married. Only in the basement. When we don't get married. They found the Machmon and saw what's going on in that world. The world of Shekhar. We don't believe in that. Every Hana is Mutter. But with control. At the right time. Even when a person's married. There are halachas. Control. Discipline yourself. Work on yourself. To be able to make the right decision to choose when and when it's not good. This is the Yisoid HaYisoidah, Yisoid HaYisoid 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 HaY that we went out from being Avdi Paro to be Avdi Hashem, but that's the Netzchetz of Chayrus. And that's why there's so many mitzvahs on Lal Pesach. That's what Mitzvah, that's what they were doing when Paro came to them, they were preparing for that. And as the Meshech Chochmah says, Hashem said, Al Toichlu Menu No. Because until 12 o'clock at night, Chatzos Lailas of the Meshech Chochmah, we were Avdi Paro. Hashem couldn't ask us, as his Avodim. He couldn't command us, he could only ask us. Because the mitzvah of Achilles Chachmah is still Chatzos, but Lo Sosiri Menu Hatboi, because of the Meshech Chochmah. The Aver to leave it over the morning was after Chatzos, that we were already after Hashem. Hashem can command us, don't. No. Say no. Don't leave it over the morning. And that's the Yisoid of Oisai. Of our tachos in this world of Oisai. It's a fight. It's a struggle. And the Yitzhar works very strongly to control us. Rossi Yitzhar, Hashem, the Yitzhar. And the Yitzhar is that koyach of addictions. The koyach that pushes us to do ra, the koyach to be not in control of ourselves, to indulge, of a rossi Torah tava. I created a Torah, and the Torah will help you to control yourselves. The Torah is a tava, as Mepharshim say. It's the spice. It doesn't tell you not to eat. It tells you what to eat and how to eat. It doesn't tell you not to get married. It tells you to get married, but how to live as a married person. The Torah guides us in self-discipline. The Torah guides us to chayrus. The Torah guides us to a world of simchas achar v'masai. Those who are going to the psychologists and psychiatrists, those who are going, is because they can't control themselves. They're having problems with their with their spouses because they can't control themselves. They're having problems in their life, their health. They can't control themselves. They're having problems in all areas because they can't say no. When we learn to say no to what is really wrong, Rabbi Sai, then we've entered into that level of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Rabbi Sai. Let us learn and understand as we prepare for the day of the Halakha Seder night, Rabbi Sai. It's so MS that the night is called Seder, Rabbi Sai. It's Leil Seder. What Seder mean by that? Seder structure. It's the Leil Seder, we'll call it, the Seder night. What are you doing on Seder night? Everything with the word Seder means, Rabbi Sai? Seder is being in order. Being in order. Without discipline, you're out of order. When you're disciplined, when you know what to do, when you have structure, when you can say no, when you can know what to do, that's Seder, that you see as Mitzrayim, and that's what we strive for, Rabbi Sai. Let us be Zoycha Be'ez HaShem, Rabbi Sai. That as we strive for Mitzvah Hashem in the days before Pesach to clean out the Chomet, Rabbi Sai, from our houses. To clean out that Yetzirah, which stands for the Chomet, of the Yetzirah that's trying to control us. In these days when we're in yeshiva and we're engrossed in the mitzvahs of Torah, Oisik b'Torah, let's feel the chayrus of Oisai. Let's control our own lives. Let's control our destinies. Let's not let us ruin our lives for a wrong decision of Oisai. And how many of we, how many people are we buffing up in the future? That wrong decision I meant to pick to go with that guy, to do that thing. That's what disturbed the whole year. To make that final decision to say no. And I'll let the Torah guide me, and I'll let my Rebbeim, and I'll let follow the direction that they give me. And I choose to do right. Be zoycha to the feeling of what it takes to be a man. What it takes to be a yid. And what's going to ultimately lead us to the gemoyridike simcha, Rabbi Sai. There's no greater simcha. Amisha oisig my Torah, Rabbi Sai. We should be zoicho to that madrego, to that feeling. Be zoicho to give a kosh bohu nachas, to give ourselves nachas, to see you, see us, to try and the gula shleima, to hear the name.